What happens when you're more enlightened than the other peers and leaders in your organization? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, what happens when you're the enlightened one, but you're surrounded by peers who just don't get it? A lot of organizations bring us in for training when they're trying to either deal with rapid growth or some other change in pressure that's on them as an organization. This can happen when a senior leader changes in the organization and they want to have more people who are following along with them. So they inevitably bring in one or two people who kind of get it. But then what happens to the other leaders on the team who don't get it? And what should you do if you're one of the leaders who is with the program and others are not? So I've got a few tips for you. Number one is lead by example. Now, chances are you're doing this anyway if you're one of the more proactive, enlightened people. But if you set the example, it means other people can see by the way you handle things, what you say, how you say them. They can start to see that and you're modeling the behavior so that they can at least notice the difference between how they might be handling a situation and how they see you handling the situation. So setting that positive example is beneficial to others who may be observing you in the workgroup. But I know you'll still be kind of annoyed if they're not doing the same things you're trying to do. Tip number two, give them time to change. Even as you think about your own evolution as a leader over time, chances are you learned some valuable lessons, you had good mentorship, you were surrounded by good peers, and over time your leadership became more positive and proactive. The same thing goes with other leaders in your organization who may not have received the same level of training, education, or experience as you have. So give them some time to change their minds and get aligned with the new way of doing things in your organization. I know that can be excruciatingly slow, and sometimes, of course, having us in as leadership trainers and development can help elevate their skills. But it still takes time for people to change, and you want to give them some of that time so that they have a chance to meet expectations. The third tip I have is encourage their growth. So, like anyone, as they make positive changes, it helps for you, even as one of their peers and colleagues, to say what you're noticing and to reward it or at least acknowledge it. That way, they'll know that they're on the right track and you'll be seeing more of the behaviors that help support the kinds of changes you're trying to make as a leader. See, it's in your best interests as you try to achieve your goals to have your peers also aligned in that way so that the whole organization is more supportive of making things happen. Now, you might say, why should I get involved with helping my peers who are slower than me? Aren't I supposed to just look out for myself? But again, as a proactive leader who's enlightened and who gets it, you realize that your duties not only are to deliver the results that you're expected to deliver, but also to help make the organization better and improve the working conditions and lives of all the people that work in the organization. So go beyond just your personal deliveries in terms of what you do for the organization and try to help your peers get better over time. In the end, of course, you need to look after yourself, but at the same time have this more broad impact on the organization. Whether you need us to come on site and deliver training for your team or deliver it virtually through our virtual training studio, or maybe just accessing some of our on-demand tools, all of those things can help elevate the skills of the leadership team in your organization. And of course, you can connect with us and other like-minded leaders on our various social media platforms, including LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And remember, the Leader Feeder podcast is on Stitcher, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. Just search out Leader Feeder by Frontline Leadership. I look forward to helping you along your leadership journey.